This is Socks in 7.
Welcome back to Socks in 7. I am your host, Kevin Tebow, riding Dolo today. Socks take 2 out of 3 in Anaheim. Come back from the road trip, 7-3. Unbelievable. Never thought we would see it. Just a quick pod for you guys today. Get you guys caught up for opening day today. I'll be at the ballpark. If you see me, say what's up. Going to make some content there for you guys. Stay tuned for that. All right, let's get into game one. Reese McGuire, Tyler O'Neill, and Tristan Casas all hit bombs in the third inning. Just great. Tristan Casas and Tyler O'Neill obviously go back-to-back, get the damage done early. Vibes are up. Feeling great. All of a sudden, you know, Cutter's doing his job out there, getting outs. He's definitely struggling a bit, can't find the zone. Hasn't let up a hit yet, though. And then Mike Trout laces a ball through the third base shortstop hole. Trevor Story tries to make an insatiable play. Boom. Blows up his shoulder, and it's looking like he might be out for the year. Brutal, brutal break for the Red Sox. I mean, it's just one of those things where things are going so great and it kills all momentum. Then Cutter in the fifth just forgets how to pitch. He just starts walking everybody. He's getting no help from his defense behind him. And then just the most obvious home run ever just happens. I mean, you could have seen it coming from a mile away. And Logan Ohapi hits a grand slam to tie it at 4. And it's looking rough for the Red Sox. There's no way they're going to pull this one out. But then the kid, Jaren Duran, got rid of the hair. People were nervous that it might end his hitting streak and his hitting 400. Why would you ever switch anything up? Laces a ball to center field. Home run over Trout's head. Great call from Dave O'Brien. Puts the Sox back on top, 5-4. And then Tyler O'Neill again. I mean, this guy's sensational. Boom. Hits another home run. Sox win 6-4. Great win. Hurt to see Story go down big time. Some very sloppy defense. Zidane Rafaela just dropped the ball right to him. He can make the good catch. It was bad. And then Emmanuel Valdez forgot how to catch a ball right after that. It was bad. It was very bad. After that, we go on to game two. Whitlock, again, doesn't have his best stuff. Kind of just battling. Duran and Wong get one run across. And then just after that, nothing out of the offense. I mean, Reed Detmers just absolutely shoved against the Boston Red Sox. Had 12 Ks and just they had no chance against the lefty. I mean, this team really needs to get another ready bat other than Tyler O'Neill. Because with Story going down, like, you have no righty bats. And it showed. Reed Detmers struck out 12. Way too many lefties on this team. The Asian sensation, Rob Refsnyder, needs to get back ASAP. And so Sox are leading 1-0 the entire game. Whitlock starts losing it. Defense giving them no help. Pablo Reyes at short is definitely not Trevor Story. And that leads to first and second. Nobody out. Or two outs, sorry. And walks a guy. Bases juiced. Ground ball right to Rafi. Should get us out of the inning. Boots it. Goes into center field. They scored 2. And then that was ended up being the final score. But later on in that game, Jaren Duran almost did the same exact thing that he did the game before and almost laced a ball to center field. Mike Trout made a nice catch, but I thought Jaren hit another one. It would have been sick. But just a brutal loss, one that they should have had. But that leads us to game 3, where the bats got rolling. early. David Hamilton got called up from AAA for Trevor Story going down and get started off quickly. First AB of the year, homer. Nice to see. Reese McGuire, another homer. Tyler O'Neill, another homer. Sedane Rafael, a pinch hitting, hits a triple. A two RBI single later in the game. Sox absolutely rapes this game. And then Tanner Houck on the other side, diced. Six innings, four hits, I believe, seven Ks. Just another dice fest from Tanner Houck. That's two to start the year. I mean, he's looked like our best pitcher so far. I really hope this continues. I mean, he looked good before he got hit in the face last year by that line drive comebacker. I hope he can just stay on this track. I mean, he's been unbelievable. But that's really it from this series. Happy flight home. Other than the Trevor Story news, still waiting to hear on like how long he's going to be out for, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be good. All right. That'll get us to our series preview. Opening day at Fenway Park. We got a 2-10 start. Corbin Burnes versus Brian Bayo. Corbin off to a really quick start for the Baltimore Orioles. He's got a 2.31 ERA, 14 Ks on the year. Obviously, perennial Cy Young winner. He's unbelievable. Bayo had a rough outing against the Athletics last time, but he's a big game pitcher, but he sucks in day games last year. Hopefully that'll change. Hopefully it was just a fluke thing. I hope Bayo rises to the occasion for Wake. Tim Wakefield ceremony, obviously. 2004 ceremony opening day. Go Sox. I hope they can pull one out. Game two, Wednesday night. It'll be Cole Irving, lefty, which normally I would be scared about, but Cole Irving sucks, and the Red Sox raked him last year. He's got a 7.20 ERA on the year, only three Ks, and he just sucks. He sucks. Versus Nicholas Pivetta. Pivetta's got a 0.82 RA, 13 Ks, 1-1. Obviously, the only run off of him this year was the J.P. Crawford home run in Seattle. Look for Pivetta to absolutely shove against these guys, but Pivetta also sucked at home last year. He's playing a really good lineup in the Orioles. Orioles just dropped a series to the Pirates. They're looking to get their get back. So, very risky. This is where we're going to find out what these Sox are made of, especially without Trevor Story. Game three, Cutter Crawford versus Grayson Rodriguez. Grayson Rodriguez is a beast. Red Sox played well against him last year, but man, he's good. He's got a 2.19 ERA, 16 Ks. He's 2-0 on the year. Cutter Crawford still got a 0.84 ERA, 12 Ks on the year. So he's had a really good start as well. I do like Cutter Crawford in that game. I know Grayson Rodriguez is really good. He's a righty, lefty heavy lineup for the Sox. I do like him in this game. I like him in this series. Really, really hope that they can put something together here. Other than that, sucks to hear about Trevor Story, but I hope we can make a move or something. Maybe bring Sedane in to play shortstop, move Jaron over to center when Rob gets back, because I do not want Wyler Abreu out in the outfield. He just boots balls for fun. Other than that, I think that's going to do it here for Sox in 7. Stay tuned for content this week. I'll be at the stadium getting you a live look at Fenway Park. Other than that, we'll see you Thursday night after the game. We'll bring you some Sox in 7 after that.